This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, 42% of Americans are afraid that they have an undiagnosed health condition.
Only 42%?
Yeah.
I always think I'm dying from something.
Yeah, you feel something, you Google it. Oh, I'm going to die in 2 days.
I go into Dr. Sandin in April, and they're like, quit looking up things on Google.
Yep.
You don't have whatever crazy thing I come in thinking I have.
Yeah.
They're like, I think you just have that you're not exercising enough.
You know that 25% of people are afraid to talk to their doctors about the symptoms that they have been feeling. So,
not me.
Yeah.
I talk too much.
You do.
They told me. They actually told me I do have one thing. They're like, you definitely have one thing, hypochondria.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll ask me, how's Tom doing? We know he's talking about his ailments.
Hey, that's a good thing with the doctors. Tell them everything.
Yep. Well, 37% of people are afraid of being judged, I guess. I don't know if that's by the doctor or everybody else when they are talking about their ailments.
It's everybody, because you have to tell the nurse when you walk in, then you have to tell the doctor.
That's what I don't get.
And they'll be like, well, do you drink or smoke? And I'm like, well, I don't smoke. And they're like, do you drink? And I'm like, why don't you just move on? Why are you asking me that?
Like, what's that got to do with it?
Yeah.
You need to answer it more confidently. Like, doesn't everyone? I mean, yeah, just put it back in their court. Well, or ask her, do you?
Well, and then they want to be like, how many a week? And I'm like, let's move on, doc. Let's just move on.
Wow. See, I'm not embarrassed about that stuff. I would tell them.
Well, I told my last doctor, I said, Jesus drank wine, so I feel like you're judging me a lot.
Wow. Read it. It's in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My doctor told me. He said, my blood pressure was high. I needed to cut my salt. I said, do you have a pill instead? Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, we could do that. So now I sprinkle salt on my blood pressure pills.
Make them tastier.
Make them taste better.
Yeah, about 60% of people were open to the idea of using wearables to track their health information.
How many percent?
About 60%.
Oh, gosh, I'm surprised it's not higher, because I got diabetes. I caught it from somebody.
Yeah.
And they make those things that keep up with your blood sugar constantly instead of having to prick your finger. But our insurance doesn't cover that, so I can't. But I would love to wear one that just constantly, you just open up your phone and it tells you what your blood sugar is.
Yeah, and then 30% worry about being able to afford treatment or medication.
That's us.
Yeah.
Because our insurance is bad.
Well, I think a lot of people's insurance is pretty bad out there. So you're even afraid to bring up the ailment that you have to the doctor because you're afraid he might, say, okay, you've got this. We got to put you on this medication. And you know what? You can't go buy your stuff off Amazon that month.
Hey, now, don't be attacking. I will say, though, the more that I put off things, the worse it got, which is how I ended up in the ER for 7 hours recently. Because I was like, no, it's not. My toe's not broken. I didn't do anything to it. And come to find out, had I just listened to the doctor when I first got into the ER, I would have been out in like an hour.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't even think we've discussed that with everybody here in the upstate.
And my new fall boot?
Yes.
It's so cute.
Yeah. It's a pumpkin spice boot. Does it smell like pumpkin spice or just your toe jam?
What's so crazy is how she got it.
Yes.
She broke her toe.
Let her tell it.
Go ahead. No, I just, like you wake up and your fingers or toes feel like they need to pop.
No. I don't feel that ever.
That is so odd. Bring me your toe. I'll pop it.
I do not want that. So
I tried to pop it, and it wouldn't. And so I get John. I'm like, hey, pull my toe so that it'll pop.
Oh, my goodness.
And it popped.
I used to fall for the pull my finger trick.
What happens when you pull a toe?
I don't know.
It breaks. That's what happens.
So you need him to pull your toe. You pull your toes to pop them?
Yeah. Well, when you're really in love, you do things like that for each other.
No, that's when you hate someone. What? You break their toes.
Well, I don't think that was the intention.
When you're in love with somebody, you rub their feet or rub their back or rub their neck. You don't pop a toe.
What are you talking about?
You might pop a zit. That's Tom.
It's funny to me that you're so defensive when you have a broken foot right now.
Broken toe.
But I didn't even know those bones existed, the bones that I broke. They're called sesamoid bones, which sounds like sesame bun. And so now my friends call me sesame buns.
new name.
How aggressive, though, was that toe popping experience?
He yoinked it.
Yeah.
But that was the point. That's why I called him in, because I couldn't get it to pop.
Right, because it didn't need to.
Yeah.
Well, apparently so.
I popped my toes.
Do you really?
What does that even mean?
My sister would be laying on the couch back when we were younger, and I'd run up and grab her foot, and I'd grab all her toes and just bend them down, and then go snap, 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 pop, pop, and they would pop.
Like when you pop your finger.
Yes.
I can't do that.
Why would you?
So that's what the doctor told me. He came back in after the x-rays and he goes, how did you pop your toe? Did you bend it or did you pull it? And I said, we pulled it. And he goes, you broke your sesamoid bones. And I'm like, my what?
Somebody else has done this. Can you pop it? Everybody put your fingers up there and see if you can pop them on the microphone.
I'm not popping any more joints.
I just did.
Here, I didn't hear yours.
Well, then that's all I got. I've already popped them.
Ow! That was one right there. Mm-hmm. I can pop my fingers. I don't want to pop my toes, though.
Well, I used to pop my neck, but I'm real tight right now.
Seems like a good plan, considering what happened to Tori. What could possibly go wrong?
Let me pull your head.
Yeah, I could pop your neck right there for you.
I need it. Like the chiropractor, when they turn your head and pop all those muscles.
You go to the chiropractor. Some bone popping right there.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, my.
I'm going to go today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
When do you finally feel like life is real? When you're an adult and everything has come together and you're starting to actually put all your plans in place, there's an age that most older people look back on and say it was whenever life started to really be real. They started having fun. Their responsibilities were there, but they were also enjoying things.
Oh, I misunderstood. Okay. I had an answer, but...
Well, good. I'm glad you didn't give the wrong one.
Because when you start feeling like an adult, it's when you get that check for the first time when you start working, and you're like, look at those taxes. What's that all about? They're taking all those taxes out.
Well, they say if there ever was a time when kids suddenly felt like they were an adult at 18, that's no longer the case. Even most 18-year-olds agree. And if you think about it, we've stretched it out. You don't get to drink till you're 21. Even though you're 18, you can vote. And it's like we've kind of made turning into an adult a stretchy thing. At 26, you finally have to come off your parents' insurance. It's a long, drawn-out process. And they say that 27 is the age whenever adulthood actually kicks in full gear. This is a study of four generations, boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z. And they said at that point, you're paying all your own bills most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're financially independent, and you're putting responsibilities over just having fun.
I know friends who are in their 30s, then their mom and dad still pays for their cell phone bill.
I know several like that.
You know what?
That one is a tough one because sometimes the family thing, it's just as easy or cheaper than doing it separate.
It's cheaper. I think some of them still split it, but they're still all on one plan.
Okay.
Make it cheaper for everybody. But.
Now, I remember there was a point my dad would ask me not to put myself on my taxes, to let him put me as a dependent instead. And then he would pay me whatever I would have gotten back because he got a bigger break by still having me as a dependent.
How long can you do that?
I don't know. I think there's a fair amount of time while you can, certainly through college.
I'm going to let my mom claim me next year.
Well, be sure to get your credit out of it, too, though, because you do give up your own tax credit then. My dad would pay me that much, but he would save so much that it was still worth him giving me what I would have gotten as a tax return, and it still helped his taxes more.
Yeah, he gets more money back, so it pays you what you would have gotten.
Now, looking back, I have no idea if that was legal or not, but I just trusted him, so I don't know. But they say a lot of the things that add up to this, you're paying your own insurance, you're not on your family's plans anymore, and of course that's by law now, you can go up to 26. You're also hopefully laying the groundwork to support yourself and your family into the future. You can be trusted with a credit card, maybe, And you hopefully know how to do laundry. Some of the older folks poke fun at the younger generations for struggling with, quote, adulting.
Yeah.
But across the generations, they said they found that adulting is harder than they expected it to be. You know, I felt differently. When I was getting to that age, I was excited about it. I still had that attitude like when you were a kid and you wanted to be grown up. So for me, all those things seemed fun. But I think for some reason, society has changed. And now people are like, hey, I can see that this is a lot of work and I'd rather just go ahead and keep on enjoying things.
See, finances have very little to do for me with feeling like an adult. For me, it was when I would eat food that I used to really enjoy and now it gives me indigestion.
Wow.
That's when I was like, oh my gosh.
That's not being an adult. That's getting old.
I know. R.I.P. Yeah.
You know, for me, I've got to start teaching my kids more and making them more independent because they don't know how to do the laundry. If I said, hey, go in there and put your clothes, they know where to put the clothes, and they get it close most of the time to the dirty clothes hamper.
Okay. I'm not going to blame you on that because I did not do that with my kids either, but my wife did. My wife has my kids doing laundry now.
Wow.
She is a taskmaster. She's like, hey, I don't want to do this for you all the time. Here, it's not hard. Here's how you do it. And now my son does his laundry.
Yeah, for me, my mama still does my laundry. So,
when am I
ever going to grow up?
I didn't go as far as you, but I did go a long way into college where I would bring all my clothes home in a big garbage bag and she would wash them.
Even when I lived at home with my parents, after I got that that white shirt that turned pink because my mom washed it with something red by mistake.
Yeah.
I just said, you know what, Mom? I'll take care of my laundry.
Really?
When I was still living at home,
I did my own
laundry.
Yeah.
Because I knew my mom already had a lot on her plate.
See, and I did mine for the same reason you did it. I knew my mom loved doing laundry for me. That was her language of love. So I let her do it as long as I could.
Uh-huh.
You keep thinking that.
It's the truth. Hey, my mom says, look, don't touch. She still tells me to this day, don't touch the laundry. I'll do it. That's because that's how bad I am at it. And she wants the towels folded a certain way. And she wants, you know,
well,
the shirts
you live with
folded.
Your mom, so.
She lives with me. It's a difference. And I'm helping her out.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Is it a good one or a bad one?
Oh, it's a pattern.
Hey, she feeds me with a spoon, too.
Okay, that's a pattern, all right. Well, if you don't feel like an adult yet and you're not 27, don't feel bad because you're not alone.
Here comes airplane hockey.
I don't feel like an adult, and I'm older than 27.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel very much like an adult.
I'm going to grow up one day.
That's why I say, Mom, come get me. I'm done.
I was always worried about that.
She dropped me off at home.
Yeah, and I don't need adulting classes. I still got my mama.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, morning. This is the Hawk and Tom Show. It is a Crank Call Thursday. Thelma Hollister, she got herself a ticket. It's going too fast. You'd figure an 83-year-old woman wouldn't go so fast.
No kidding, right?
But she didn't get her senior citizen discount when she went to pay her ticket, so we got to call and complain today.
That seems reasonable to me, actually.
For the old folks?
Yeah, I mean, they're doing something, they screw up, so they got to pay a $150 fine, but we give them 10% off. It's not going to kill anybody.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and have Thelma complain this morning about not getting her senior citizen discount.
I'm upset right now. Spank somebody.
Wow.
Thank you for calling the clerk of court's office. To reach the correct department, please listen to the following menu. For civil records, press 0. For drawer information, press 1. For criminal records, press 2. For traffic tickets, press 3. Please wait.
City Court?
Yes, I need to speak with someone about a traffic ticket.
What do you need to know?
My name is Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R. And I am 83 years old.
Where were you when you got the ticket, Miss Hollister?
I was in my car.
Where were you in your car at? What road were you on?
I think it was Main Street. Well, I went down to the courthouse to pay off a speeding ticket. And it was awful down there. I was in line with murderers and embezzlers and thieves and all kinds of criminals. And I'm a pretty good judge of character, so I asked the guy in line in front of me what he was in for. You know what he said?
What?
He said murder. And I said, who'd you kill? And you know what he said to me?
What?
He said, I'll kill you if you don't shut up.
Good grief.
Can you believe he said that to me?
Well, that's awful. That's just awful.
I wasn't going to say another word after he had said that to me.
Yes.
You don't blame me, do you?
Oh, no.
I wasn't going to say nothing. Well, when he went to pay his ticket was
$20.
And I'm thinking, $20 for murder, and I'm paying $75 for going 52 in a 35-mile-an-hour zone.
Well, he might be paying a portion of his, not all of it. He might be on a payment schedule, you see, because of his charge. So it might be that...
For murder?
Well, you know, I think he might have been pulling your leg, because don't you think somebody that was charged with murder would either be in jail or something?
Oh, you're probably right.
So maybe he was just pulling your leg. But if you have any questions about that, you need to go back to the office where you paid that ticket and talk to them about that. But I feel certain that that's what it is. I think he was pulling your leg.
Well, the reason I called is when I went to pay my fine, that smart aleck behind the counter wouldn't give me my senior citizen's discount for my traffic ticket.
You don't get a senior citizen's discount for traffic tickets.
I think it's just messing with old people. That's what you young people do. You just mess with old people.
Ms. Foster, hold on just a moment for me. Let me clear out my computer. Hold on.
All right. Just messing with old people. Young people like to mess with old people. Like, you know what? When you go down to the airport and sit by the carousel and you sniff the luggage as it goes by, they'll arrest you for that, you know. They let the dogs do it. I saw it on TV the other night. I saw some dog sniffing luggage. And I said, well, I bet that'd probably smell real good. So I go out to the airport, sniff a little luggage, and they tell you to get out of there. That's just messing with old people's all that's all about. Young people like to mess with old people. It's because we drive slow in the left-hand lane, too. That's why.
Ms. Hollister?
Yes.
Ma'am, I'm needed on the other line. So is there anything else I can do for you, or do you need that number for the other court?
Just messing with old people.
Ms. Hollister, I really have to go now, okay?
Yes. Now, when I go to a restaurant, they give me a senior citizen's discount.
That's at a restaurant, ma'am. It doesn't count for courts.
Not for tickets, for speeding traffic
tickets?
No,
ma'am, not for speeding tickets, unfortunately. So I'm sorry.
I should pay the entire amount.
Yes.
You've been very helpful.
No problem at all.
You're so sweet. Thanks for taking the time.
Not at all, ma'am.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just messing with old people.
That's Crank Call this week here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
47% of women age 18 to 34 say that this would be a deal breaker in a relationship, and that is if their friends didn't like their man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important. You got to make sure that they like you guys.
A deal breaker for the man or the friends?
For the person, the girl.
For the person, like, because her friends are not on board with her dating this guy.
You said what percentage?
47%.
So that means 53 don't care. Because I was going to bring up that there are some women who specifically will get a guy that their friends don't like out of some kind of rebellion.
It depends on why they don't like them. If it's a valid reason, you should probably listen to them.
You should.
If it's just like a petty thing, probably not.
Sometimes they don't listen even though they should. And that's both sides.
Mm-hmm. How many times, though, you finally break up with them, like, she's like, well, why didn't y'all tell me? It's like, we've been trying to tell you the whole time.
Or they're like, girl, we knew you weren't going to listen.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. We've had friends before that we've told. I mean, we literally had one buddy who we had seen his girlfriend out in places she shouldn't have been, doing things she shouldn't have been doing, and he stayed with her. They got married, and now they're divorced because he had no business being with her to begin with.
Well, when it comes to boyfriends, it is important to always get the approval of her friends, too. And, you know, you need to be intentional about that. Go ahead and buy him a drink every once in a while, or, you know, buy him an appetizer. I think that's kind of good. Be nice to them. That's another good thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
But why do your friends not like your boyfriend? It's your fault. If you don't want your friends to hate him, don't be talking smack about him all the time.
Right.
Yeah, if you go out and you're talking bad, that ain't good. Your friends are right about him. And you just don't listen. they're actually angry at you because they keep telling you that he's no good and you still keep choosing him. That's another reason why your friends don't like your boyfriend, and jealousy sometimes. It's like, man, he's attractive, and I don't have a boyfriend. That's just pathetic, though, ain't it?
Right.
Okay. So, who has influence on whether you dump a guy or not? 36% is the girlfriends. Your girlfriends are making a big impact when it comes to who you date.
I can honestly say I am overly stubborn, so I don't know that it would ever truly impact me, but mm-hmm. I would be the one after we break up to go, oh, yeah, now it all makes sense.
Yep.
I feel like, too, it depends on the person, because some people ditch their friends as soon as they get in a relationship, mm-hmm. and that's pretty common. So a lot of times the friends don't have as much input as you expect.
Well, you still have your girls not out every once in a while, don't you? You got to vent sometimes.
Depends, though. If you've alienated yourself.
Well, we're not talking about that.
Well, that happens quite a bit because sometimes guys are especially bad about this, too. They kick all their friends to the curb when they fall in love with someone.
I think they do that for 3 months. Then they come back because they're like, okay, now it's, I got to get a break from this person.
The newness has worn off.
Yes. The honeymoon has worn off.
Maybe it's just you.
So 36% of girlfriends are the reason why you break up with a guy. 26% of people said your mom or family members don't like the guy.
See, now, my mom would never directly say anything because she's like, the harder I push, the more stubborn you're going to be about it. But there was one guy in particular I dumped in high school, and she said, I have never been happier in my life to see him go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my parents were amazingly good at not getting involved in my love life, even mm-hmm. when they probably should have, and told me, like, this person's not good for you. But I did have one ex who tried to be friends with my mom afterwards, and she didn't have anything to do with that. She was like, nope.
I had a mom who tried to stay friends with me afterwards, and I was like, we should probably not see each other anymore.
It's me. It's not you.
Well, how do you tell a friend that she's dating a big O-Zero? You got to break it to her gently. That's one way to do it. Sometimes she will listen if you are gentle enough and don't hurt her feelings. They say bring up the future. Make her think about, you know, how the future is going to look with this person. Like, you know, is she really going to waste her time? And, you know, what's your kids going to look like? What do you think, you know? Start doing stuff like that.
Could you imagine sitting over drinks and they pull out an AI-generated photo of your future kids?
Yeah.
And they're like, is this what you want?
You can do that. You can do that, though, now. You get the two pictures mm-hmm. and it shows what your baby's going to look like.
No, it doesn't. It shows what they think your baby's going to look like.
I know.
It's not real.
It is to me. Okay, they say also strengthen numbers is always good. You can have a little intervention when you bring the girls together and say, hey, we want to talk to you for a second about this guy and some of the things we feel like he's doing.
You better be careful.
Yeah.
Because you'll lose friends that way.
Well, timing is everything, too. They say there's a place and a time for everything. Don't wait for the preacher to say, speak now, forever hold your peace. And go, hey, we got something to say over here, us girls. You don't want to do that. They say it's hard to find the right time, but the sooner the better in relationships, because you don't want to draw it out. And if you see something fishy, you want to tell them. And then finally, don't go behind her back. Bad-mouthing her boyfriend or confronting him in private is not a way to do it. Because, you know, you're going up, and then the guy's like, man, your friends are crazy. They're all seven of them. They came and they jumped on top of me and told me that I'm not good for you.
Yeah.
And that's a way to do it, too. Have your girlfriends gang up on him and run him out of town.
Yeah.
But if they're, you know, if they are all coming and confronting him, that ain't a good thing either.
No.
You know what, though? Get evidence when you can. Show up with receipts. If you're saying there's something fishy going on, show up with photos. Show up with videos. Have screenshots. Whatever you need. You are a detective to protect your friend.
There you go.
Don't always work, though, because we did, man. We showed up with pictures and everything. We didn't take them, but they were, like, at a radio station thing where the promotions people had taken pictures, and so we left some of them on his desk.
And he remained friends with you guys.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, well, but, and we didn't exactly tell him that we put the pictures there.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
We just put them on the desk.
It
kind of looks like the promotions person might have been just sharing pictures from the thing that happened to include his fiance in them, and well, she was at a club doing some things.
Sneaky way to do it, I guess.
It was sneaky, but it was it didn't work.
Yeah, you know what's so funny is he didn't even say that he saw the pictures. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, we put him on there. We know he saw them, but he didn't confront us. Like, hey, did you see these pictures?
I don't know if he knew we put him there or not.
You think he even looked at them?
He didn't have a choice but to look at
them. He did. Yeah. We're such good friends.
Yeah. We tried to be.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.